Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? As y'all just saw what just happened, Randy Orton destroyed Edge, just put it that way. Yeah, because it seemed like he was going to do something to his neck, like put the chair, like, yeah, he was going to jump on it, but he ended up doing the chair thing, like putting the chair right there and hitting him with the chair. Yeah. So, that's crazy. But,
oh, man. So sad. Honestly, you got time coming up before Saturday. I think you heard a female on for a song and said hello, and then hung up.
Oh.
Because essentially, I thought I said hello for that day. So, and time to. I know you have to tell your baby
I'm not upset.
Yeah, you are. It's interesting.
No, I'm not. No, because he don't get it that he calling me for no reason.
Right.
But that was kind of crazy. I did put this show for like an hour, but I'm probably just going to do like 30 minutes of it. Well, they kind of shown that Edge is going to be there to stay for a while, but more information that I read last night that Edge has signed, I guess it was a 3-year contract. So, it's going to be interesting. And they show them, but sorry, I'm just a little quiet. It just like was that part maybe was a little bit stunned, but we can talk about the Royal Rumble last night. As we all know, we was talking about some of it and we were just talking about other things that we had like talked about, like why is certain people's like Well, I'm sorry, I'm just kind of quiet, but let's just talk about the Royal Rumble last night. You had a surprise match, Sheamus versus what do we have here? I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of freaking problems. Crazy. Sorry, I was having a little difficulties with the laptop I'm on. There we go. So Sheamus and Shorty G went against 1-on-1, and neither of them wasn't in the Royal Rumble, which was kind of shocking. So Sheamus did win the match. Like I said, they both was in the Royal Rumble, so it was a decent match. Then they had a United States Championship match on the pre-show, which it was a good match. It should have been on the main card, but what more can you do? So Andrade did win. He retained. And now the main card with Roman Reigns versus King Corbin. Like I said, it was one of the good rivalries that they had in a while with these two keep, you know. Oh, sorry. Silly. But, like I said, it was one like, it was like a personal rivalry. So it was a good, it was a good rivalry. But, Roman Reigns did win. So it was good. What else? Let's see. The women's Royal Rumble was next, and like I said, they had a lot of NXT girls there, and it seems like they didn't had, you know, much Raw SmackDown talent, like, because some people are missing. So Charlotte did win, so congrats to her. Although some people get sick and tired of her winning and winning the title or whatnot. But moving on, there's SmackDown Women's Championship match. It was a good match as well with Lacey Evans and Bayley. Bayley did retain. The Universal Champion was next. Like I said in the strap match, like, you never had a pinfall submission. You normally just touch the, like, the four corners and stuff like that. So that's just, you know, something different. But Bray Wyatt, like I said, on with that match, it was a good match. And on with the, I think the women's championship match was next, for Raw. It kind of has a little bit of edge of our scenes, like, because some people was hoping Asuka was going to win, but it didn't come out that way. Becky Lynch had retained, so that's interesting. Also, you have the men's Royal Rumble, which everybody thought was going to be a big loss because, like, Brock was, like, did nothing but, like, dominate. So he tied the most elimination record with Braun Strowman with 13. And one of those eliminations did include Braun Strowman, which I'm kind of disappointed. He should give him more of a fight. Also, you have Keith Lee from NXT kind of gave Brock a little bit of a challenge. So that was interesting. But MVP returned and Edge returned. But we'll talk about them in a minute. But overall, Drew McIntyre didn't win, so he's going to make the challenge at WrestleMania for whoever he's going to face. But let's get to Raw. He was out there and he wanted to challenge Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania, and they made it official. So he was in a handicap match against DOC, 2-on-1 with Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. So, and Drew won. And after the match, Brock came out and attacked him, did an F5. So, they're probably going to make it a little bit personal. So, we'll see. Trying to think of other matches that happened. Rey Mysterio versus MVP. So, MVP is back. Rey Mysterio won, which I didn't know why they had MVP just win it. But who knows? Tag Team Championship match with Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy defend their titles against Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe. It was a little incident that happened. Samoa Joe went through the ropes and tried to, tackle down Buddy Murphy. But I guess he ended up hitting his head and ended up having, maybe a concussion. Oh, God. The very first episode of Miz and Mrs. with this. It's crazy. Let's see, we talk about the tag team match. Char came out and said she doesn't know who she's going to face for the title yet. Get back there. So she went against, Asuka, I guess, wherever she said, we don't understand. But, So, Asuka went against Charlotte. So, I'm sorry. Charlotte won by disqualification, and so Kairi Sane had interfered. I'm trying to think what else. R-Truth. I guess after the match that Mojo Rawley had against No Way Jose for the 24/7 title, R-Truth pinned him after the match 1-2-3, won the title back, but unfortunately he lost it again to Mojo Rawley. So, interesting. Let's see. What else? Yeah, Lana and Liv Morgan went at it. It was kind of a quick match. Lana won. Aster Black had like a squash match as well. Eric Rowan had a squash match as well. Then Edge came out just saying like he's gonna be wrestling for a while and you don't know how long it's gonna last. So anyways, Randy Orton came out, and I guess he was talking about bringing like Radar RKO back, but if he thought it was going to be something good out of it, he gets him with the RKO, and y'all kind of saw what happened from there. So, yep. I think that's most of Raw that what happened. But, like I said, it wasn't much to talk about because I didn't catch up on all wrestling. I know NWA had their pay-per-view this past Friday. I didn't see it. But I knew that Nick Aldis did retain. And Thunder Rosa defeated Sienna and to become the new NWA Women's Champion. And then, you know, they had a first round in the TV title tournament, so I don't know who won those. I think that's pretty much it from that one. Not much news to report. They didn't, normally they would mention when the next Royal Rumble is going to be at, but they didn't mention it, so who knows. So most likely, we're probably going to find out sooner and later when they're going to have the next Royal Rumble at. So sadly, they just didn't announce it. But anyways, we're just going to close it out right here. Check out the other shows that's going to be on this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So check them shows out. Hazel runs her mouth. That's going to be earlier. It's going to be like an hour edition of it will be 6 p.m. Central Time. Of course, Bus Talk is going to be 10 p.m. Central Time, and Archer Jones Show will be Friday at 6 p.m. Central Time. So, I'm sorry I didn't talk much on here like we were yesterday. So, if you want to look at past episodes, just go ahead and look at past episodes on here to Blog Talk Radio. And that would do it. So, that probably get there for me Wednesday because I'm probably going to be on Hazel's show. So, until then, you have a good night.